Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, December 28th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net. And once again today, in fact, the final Friday of 2007, we want to share a message of encouragement with you. Today's message is titled, Anna. The scripture text is from Luke 2, verse 38.
Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem.
Yesterday we gathered with our Amish friends, Jesse and Anna Ruth, for a meal and a visit they arranged for us to see the Railroad Museum of Pennsylvania, near their home in Strasburg. Although they don't use the internet, they are very interested in her writing ministry. We often take over printed copies of her messages for them. They're quite knowledgeable about the Bible and read it together as a family every night. I quizzed them concerning my current topic of examining the two elderly people who came on the scene at Christ's consecration in the temple, which is recorded in Luke 2, 21, all the way through 38. They recognized who I was writing of, Simeon, who I wrote of the last 2 days, and Anna. And as you might have already guessed, Anna is named after one of them.
This Anna, the only Anna actually recorded in Scripture, was the second of the faithful believers who, like Simeon, encountered the infant Messiah at the time of his consecration in the temple. She was an old widow prophetess who never left the temple but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. She must have been an interesting person. When Stephen wrote about this description, he forms a mental image of his mind as to her being maybe a rather eccentric, perhaps charismatic type. And we've learned to appreciate the contribution this type of believer makes to the body of Christ through our years of pastoring as well.
She, like Simeon, first gave thanks to God as she encountered the Holy Family. Apparently, she was in such rich communion with God that she knew this was no ordinary family or baby. She also may have witnessed the exchange that had taken place with Simeon that is recorded in the previous portion of Scripture. She then, quote, spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem, end quote. The content of her words are not recorded for us, but I sense they surely related to our Lord's redemptive work.
Today, let us also thank God for the gift of His Son, and let us also faithfully speak about the child who became the Savior of the world. As we focus on the wonder of the Christmas story, remember, this baby was born to die for our sins.
Let us recognize the full redemptive scope of the mission of the baby that Anna encountered and worship and wholeheartedly serve Him today.
Let's pray. Father, we read of Simeon and Anna who praised You in the temple for the blessings of the Christ child. We also praise You in the house of the Lord and in heaven and earth for the past, present, and future blessings that we enjoy through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our peace, who has broken down every wall, and someday will thoroughly enjoy the future setting of the lion laying right beside the lamb because of Christ's redemptive power. We'll also see every tribe and tongue united under one leader, and we will know and thoroughly enjoy the full scope of Christ's redemption. In Your time, Lord, in Your time, You will bring these marvelous blessings to pass. But even now, we thank You for the marvelous blessings we enjoy at the present. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks for joining us today. Our website is dailyencouragement.net, and we have some additional material on the website today. Several photos, some of the Railroad Museum yesterday, and some of Jesse and Anna's farm as well. We also have several suggested songs available as both two of them in audio and one of them in a video format that we feel supplements the message today. Well, thank you for joining us. Again, our website is dailyencouragement.net.